So anyway, we're going to be in Romans chapter 14 still. Remember last time? We're going to read the... Yeah, we're getting close. We're getting close. Then we're going to start over again. Because we missed a lot. So anyway, we're going to start at verse 13 through 23. We're just going to read that. And then we're going to come back to the scriptures. And we're going to look at the scriptures of when it's right to judge. Okay? Our Lord gives us instructions on the right way to judge, the correct way. Of course, and that's in righteousness. And he's going to show us some of that tonight. So let's go ahead and read verses 13 through 23. Let us not judge anyone anymore, but rather determine this, not to put an obstacle or a stumbling block in a brother's way. I know and am convinced in the Lord Jesus, that nothing is unclean in itself. But to him who thinks anything to be unclean, to him it is unclean. For if because of food your brother is hurt, you are no longer walking according to love. Do not destroy with your food him. Destroy him with your food. Christ died also. Therefore, do not let what is for you a good thing be spoken of as evil. For the kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who in this way serves Christ is acceptable to God and approved by men. So then, let us pursue the things which make for peace and the building up of one another. Do not tear down the work of God for the sake of food. All things indeed are clean, but they are evil for the man who eats and gives offense. It is good not to eat meat or to drink wine or to do anything by which your brother stumbles. The faith which you have as your own conviction before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. But he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because his eating is not from faith, and whatever is not from faith is sin. So let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your words tonight, Father, for they are very uplifting and very strengthening to us, Father. For I know on my own account I can only speak for myself and not for my brothers or sisters, Father. I have done wrong in this area. I have judged incorrectly. I have done things, Father, that are not according to your word, and I have not lifted up the kingdom of God, Father, in this area of judgment. So, Father, I thank you for your approval. I thank you for your correction in Jesus' name. Amen. So tonight we're going to look and see when it's right to judge. So let's look at some scriptures. Do you remember back in our last lesson about the Greek words that we used, kareno? Remember what kareno mean? It means to pass sentence. And then anakareno means to ask questions. And then diakareno means to discern. Okay? So those three Greek words still come into play in the item in the scriptures that we're going to read tonight. So let's look at some. We are to judge all things, as the Lord tells us. And that's in 1 Corinthians 2:15. So if you'll turn there, please. 1 Corinthians 2:15. Have you guys noticed that most of these scriptures that we've been reading on judging and judging is all found in Corinthians? Most of it is found in Corinthians? I thought it was quite interesting as I was doing some of this study. 2:15 reads, "But he who is spiritual appraises all things, yet he himself is appraised by no one." So what is he talking about? Who is the one who is spiritual? What's he talking about here? Believers. Yeah, but spirituality comes when you receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, right? If we are led and taught by the Holy Spirit, those are the ones that are spiritual. And we see Paul even tells of himself that way, of him being strong spiritually. He speaks of that way himself that way. So it's the one who is led and taught by the Holy Spirit. That is the one who is spiritual. We can find that in 1 Corinthians 14, 37 and 38. So if you just turn over a few pages, 1 Corinthians 14, 37 and 38. If anyone thinks he is a prophet or spiritual, let him recognize that the things which I write to you are the Lord's commandment. But if anyone does not recognize this, he is not recognized. So that's what he's telling us. It's the one who is led by the Word and by the Holy Spirit being taught and led. So let's go on. The Lord tells us we are to judge the spirits. Most of you know this and know this completely, and you probably have done it. I know I have in my life. Look at 1 John 4, 1 through 6. We are to judge the spirits. 1 John 4, 1 through 6. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, of which you have heard that it is coming, and now it is already in the world. You are from God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world. They are from the world, therefore they speak as from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. He who knows God listens to us. He who is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know that the Spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So it's very, very important, very, very important that we know God's voice and his word, very important. And I'm sure that some of you have already tested some spirits. You've probably had some knocks on your door from certain people, and I hope that you've tested them. I actually asked one of them one time, can you explain to me who Jesus is? And he said, well, he's the Son of God. I said, well, you're correct, but who is he? And he could not explain to me who Jesus was, so he didn't know. So we have that right. We have that right to judge that way. Now, here's one that is for us even right today, because something kind of familiar just happened in this area. We are a judge between fellow believers who have a dispute. Have you ever come across this in the Scriptures? Yeah, we sure have. Look at 1 Corinthians 5. Oop, I said that wrong. 1 Corinthians 6, which is right next door. 1 Corinthians 6, 5 through 8. I say this to your shame. Is it so that there is not among you one wise man who will be able to decide between his brethren? But brother goes to law with brother, and that before unbelievers. Actually, then, it is already a defeat for you that you have lawsuits with one another. Why not rather be wronged, and why not rather be defrauded? On the contrary, you yourselves wrong and defraud. You do this even to your brother. So we see we've got to be very, very careful in this area about the judgment about between brothers, disputes between brothers. What we're not supposed to do is take sides, but to judge the situation correctly. What's taking it? It's a spiritual thing, so we should be able to judge it spiritually. Correct? Yeah, we should be able to do that, because it's a spiritual dispute. It's just back. If you go back to Romans 14, verse 1, we see it reads, "Now accept the one who is weak in faith, but not for the purpose of passing judgment on his opinions." So if we look at that, we don't. You know, it's not a taking of sides. And we know that the person who is weak is normally a new believer. Okay, he's not sure where he's at in Christ yet. He's still learning and he's still growing. Okay, but still yet there are men and women in our congregation who have been in the Lord for years and years and years, and still struggle in certain areas. And that area, of course, could be just about anything. If you come up, you can, you know, name just about anything, and there's probably a struggle in it. And there's a weakness. There's a weakness in your brother or your sister. So be careful when you pass any type of a judgment on one of your brothers who has a dispute with somebody else. Don't take a side, okay? Leave that up to the Lord. Because the Lord tells us, when we've already read it, that we are to remove those who are unruly in our within the body. Why? Because if we put them back out in the world, then God judges them. That way we're finished. We don't have to be bothered by that anymore. So we do that. That's what the Lord tells us to do. Any questions so far? No? Okay. Let's go on. We are to judge those living in sin who refuse to repent. I mean, this one here was pretty difficult for me to understand. Because the Word, we know that the Word of God leads us to repentance. And if a brother and sister comes to the Lord who has not repented, are they truly saved? Is that a judgment call on my behalf? I mean, do I look at it that way? Or do I leave that up to the Lord and let Him direct the person who is unrepentant? Because I know it took some years for me to get a certain thing out of my life. And it wasn't until I heard the word of the Lord telling me to, hey, Gary, you've got to get this out. This is not part. You can't have this prejudice anymore. And it took a while. It really did. I remember going through years and years and years looking at certain situations between brothers and sisters that were a prejudice to me. And it took a while. So don't give up, okay? If there is a problem in our lives and we haven't repented yet, wait for the Lord. He will lead us in that direction because He wants us as His son when He comes back to return, kind of. Okay, but you see the gist of it, okay? Any questions on that one? Before we go on, look at 1 Corinthians 5, 11-13. Now, we know, but actually I wrote to you not to associate with a so-called brother if he is an immoral person or covetous or an idolater or a reveler or a drunkard or a swindler, not even to eat with such a one. For what have I to do with judging outsiders? Do you not judge those who are within the church? But to those who are outside, God judges. Remove the wicked man from among yourselves. So that's what we were talking about a while ago. So get him out. Get it out. Get the person who is unrepentive and doesn't understand this repentance, waiting on the Lord to lead him to it. Get him out there so God can judge him. It'll be a condemnation on him. And that's where we're going next, too, is in the condemnation. We like to quote Romans 8:1. In fact, we quote it quite literally. For now there is no condemnation in those who are in Christ Jesus. Yeah. So we like to quote that scripture. But did you see the part that says, for those who are in Christ Jesus? If we step out away from Christ Jesus, then we put ourselves in condemnation. I'm talking about us who are spiritual, okay? And I'm considering all of us here because we want to know, and we are led by the Holy Spirit. So look at Romans 2, 1 through 16. That's where we're going to go about we get put back into condemnation when we make a wrong judgment. Okay? Romans 2, 1 through 16. Everyone there? Therefore, you have no excuse, every one of you, who passes judgment. For in that which you judge another, you condemn yourselves. For you who judge practice the same things. And we know that the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who practice such things. But do you suppose this, O man, When you pass judgment on those who practice such things and do the same things yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God? Or do you think lightly of the riches of His kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance? Because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourselves in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteousness of righteous judgment of God, who will render to each person according to his deeds. To those who by perseverance in doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life, but to those who are selfish, ambitious, and do not obey the truth but obey unrighteousness rather than unrighteousness, wrath, and indignation, there will be tribulation and distress on every soul of man who does evil, of the Jew first and also of the Greek. I'm going to stop there. But you can read on to verse 16. So we actually put ourselves in under condemnation when we step away from our teaching from Jesus. When we get out of Christ, then we put ourselves back under condemnation. We got to watch ourselves in that area. Do you remember Romans 13? What was it? 13? Forgot. 13, 14? Remember what it said? But put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provisions for the flesh in regard to its lust. So we know that we are to do this. Okay, we're to remain in Jesus Christ, and we are to put Him on every single day, and that we are to walk in Him every single day, every single moment. So what should we do first before we judge? What would be your direction before you judge somebody? What does the scripture tell us about that? What about, should we examine ourselves first? Yeah. We can find that also in 1 Corinthians 11, 31 and 32. Now I know this is talking about the person who takes of communion and does it in an unworthy manner, okay? And that's what this is talking about here. And it actually puts us in condemnation if we take communion and have not examined ourselves, okay? Look at verses 31 and 32. But if we judge ourselves rightly, we would not be judged. But when we are judged, we are disciplined by the Lord so that we will not be condemned along with the world. So let the Lord take care of us. Okay? Let the Lord take care of it. And with that, are there any questions? Any more questions on this, on judging and judgment? Exactly right. That the Greek word anakrino came in, or diakrino came in, played in this quite a few times if you saw that. And anakrino means to ask questions. So when we're in judgment, we want to find out the truth. You know, don't, like the Lord said, don't go on what you hear and don't go on what you see, but find the truth. Find out what the truth is in the situation and then make the judgment. And the Lord always gives us time to do that. But sometimes we like to step out too quick. And we like to take sides, and we just can't do that.
Emotions get involved.
I agree wholeheartedly with that, because you know we hear certain things and we see certain things that are taking place, and that's something I've got to talk to you about, Pastor, about seeing and hearing things. Some things that I've been hearing and seeing since I've become a deacon is just. I never would have seen any. I never would have heard some of this stuff. But I
just, that's why we pay you a lot of money.
I guess, yeah.
Can I have some of that medicine,
y'all? So anyway, that's the conclusion of tonight's study.